Blog Talk Radio.
Flash it. New thing. This is the song. Got two lyrics. Very simple and plain. We can all sing together. No ass to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't. Tell them this, tell them this, tell them this.
There is a way. No matter what.
Hello, Chad.
Your hands are cold. What about some tea?
No, thanks. It's a wild idea, initiation at sunrise, isn't it?
Not so wild. The early brothers sailed on the dawn tide.
They were tough birds in those days.
You're tougher than you give yourself credit for.
Sunrise in a few minutes, gentlemen. Been entrusted with these articles and letters since midnight this night, that you alone read them and did not communicate their content to any person whatsoever?
I so swear.
Having so sworn, are you now prepared to go forward?
I am prepared.
Years, brothers of the bell have been initiated before this bell, and in the same ceremony, at sunrise. 22 years ago, Mr. Patterson stood due east in your place, and I became his senior, as Mr. Patterson is now yours. One day, Mr. Patterson will stand due south, and he will induct a brother of the bell, and you will become senior. See, in this fashion does the Brotherhood express its continuity. It will continue
long after all of us are dead. But that continuity depends upon one thing: obedience. Absolute obedience. If and when you are ever called upon by Mr. Patterson to pay your due bill, you must comply, whatever is asked of you. Well, that bill may come due tomorrow, in 20 years, or never. It will not be a matter of money. It will be an act of fealty, of loyalty to the Brotherhood of the Bell. Now, if you require anything at all, get in touch with your senior, and he will see to it that it's arranged for you. Are you ready for the oath?
I am.
The oath, gentlemen.
I Chad Hornblower Dunning, do swear in absolute faith that I shall reveal no secret of the Brotherhood of the Bell, that I shall respect my brothers and myself, that I will act as they desire, secure their interests
as if they were my own, and I pledge this,
my honor, my fortune, and my life.
Spending the day in San Francisco?
Oh, no, I have to make the afternoon flight home.
It's a pity, really. Thought we might have lunch together. Oh, by the way, drop in at this address before you leave. Oh, excuse me.
Getting used to. What? I mean, being a brother. Oh, you have my home and office number, don't you? You know, I still find it incredible that I could get anything I want. Anything a man could get with money, privilege, and the best connections. You know, it just occurred to me that we're part of the establishment now. Not part. The establishment.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yes.
An assignment from the Bell for you. This has materials which will assist you in the completion of that assignment. Open it any time 1 hour after you've left here. Andy, I'm delighted you could have lunch with me before leaving.
Sit down.
Will you have a drink before luncheon, sir?
No, thank you.
Have a margarita. Paul does it very well. On second thought, perhaps a straight scotch.
No, thank you.
We're having sand dabs today.
A small salad with lemon and oil dressing?
Yes, all right. That'll be fine, thank you.
Andy, calm. Calm now.
Do you know what my assignment is?
Oh?
Mr. Patterson, it will be your responsibility to see that Dr. Konstantin Horvath declines the position of Dean of the College of Linguistics that has been offered to him.
Hmm. The Bell must want that post for someone else.
Oh. Well, I understand that.
Then why the frantic phone call? I thought from your manner that the Bell has asked you to murder someone.
They have. The Bell has given me this file on Dr. Horvath that contains the names, addresses, and descriptions of every person that assisted him to defect 2 years ago. This file is the death sentence for over 30 human beings if I send it to his country's embassy.
Well, I presume Dr. Horvath will see that as quickly as you, so you needn't use the dossier at all.
Do you think I could send it if he refused to step down? Do you?
Andy, your presence at the initiation this morning was no accident. It was a reminder of your vows of obedience. So if it comes to that, you will, yes. But why look at the worst of it? Do you know Dr. Horvath well?
Yes. Vivian and I were among his first friends when he came to work at the Institute.
Well, then put it on a personal basis. Persuade him that it would be in his best interest to stay where he is. The climate is good. The Institute is congenial. He likes his associates there. Stress all the positive elements, Andy.
Look, what happens if he gets kind of curious and says, why are you so interested? Huh? What do I tell him then?
This discussion is becoming burdensome. You have already broken one of our rules by discussing this assignment with me. Well, I will pass that now. You were given an assignment and the means. Do it, Andrew. Do it. And be grateful. More isn't asked of you.
Tennis trophy. Hideous. Hi, darling. Sweet trip. Listen, Dad. Andy looks hungry. Okay. Yes, I will. Night, dear. Hi. Hello, darling.
Listen, I'm going to go wash up and then I'll have something to eat.
Oh, right? Don't be silly. Wash here and tell me all about the old school.
All right.
Voila.
Well, that's fancy.
Leftovers from this afternoon's bridge game. Well, how was the old St. George?
Well, the same.
Oh, I know what I forgot to show you. I got the sketches for the new tennis trophy.
Professor Horvath, please. Oh. When did he leave? I see. No, there's no message. Just thank you very much.
Andy, I can't find him.
Hey, listen, I gotta go to a briefing tonight. Something about micrographics or...
Kidding.
Well, Jerry Fielder would like a full turnout, seeing as, you know, I'm senior staff member. I sort of have to.
I'll go put on my faculty wife uniform.
Oh, honey, you don't have to go.
I know what the other wives think of me, and I think I just may show up tonight and shock them.
Where did you get this? If you fail to turn down that appointment, that list will be sent to people who will use it.
Do you realize what you are saying? These are men and women who will be shot. They will be taken to dungeons under the police stations, tortured, killed.
I'm not going to use it, but there are those that will.
Who are you? How much did they pay you for this? How could they pay you? How?
You don't understand. Now, please, don't make up your mind right now. Think about it.
Told that you knew Dr. Horvathy very well.
What do you mean, knew him?
He was found dead this morning.
What happened?
You spoke to Dr. Horvathy last night, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
What did you talk about?
Wait. We talked about his leaving his...
Did he look forward to that, John?
Yes.
Did he complain of bad health?
Oh, you didn't. I never knew a man who complained less about anything in my life.
He had no enemies that you know of?
Of course he had enemies. He was very outspoken politically.
Political enemies, you mean, in Europe?
He was a very brave man. Is that all?
Yes. Thank you, Professor Patterson.
Have you any idea why?
He left a note. I have no place left to go. It is too late to start again.
I can't believe it.
I can show you the file he sent me.
I don't mean I doubt you. I just can't believe that you could keep a secret like that for so long.
I have no reason to tell you until now. Now I'm a murderer.
Oh, Andy, please don't say that. Don't, please.
You know, I'm going to tell the police.
Tell them what? About the bell? About your membership?
Oh, I'm going to tell them what I told you.
But you can't do that. You said they had a rule about keeping silent. I don't know what you should do anymore. You throw so much at me. I really wish...
You wish your father were here, don't you?
I didn't say that.
That isn't what you said, but that's what you meant.
If that's meant to be sarcasm, then just remember that you lied to me for 12 years. By omission, if nothing else. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Listen, Andy, Daddy's not a child. He's a man of wide experience, and you respect him, don't you? I know he respects
him. Look, what do you want me to do?
Tell him what you told me. If you don't like his advice, just do what you think is best. I have as much at stake as you do.
Harry?
Hi.
I got to talk to you.
Vivian, all right?
No, she's fine. She's fine.
Well, why don't you walk around with us?
No, not now.
Okay. Sorry, gentlemen, you'll have to forgive me. Next week, perhaps.
Right.
Now, what is it? Health, money, or a divorce?
No, none of those.
Well, it can't be anything too serious, sir.
What did you do with those papers? Oh, I have them right here with me. I'm going to turn them over to the police.
Look, if this fraternity is as big and important as you say, and I'm not doubting you, Andy, believe me, wouldn't you do better to go to the federal government? I mean, rather than some local police department. I have a friend in the Federal Security Service.
Hmm. Well, I hadn't thought about that. Oh, but you're right.
I have a good idea from time to time.
Listen, Harry, I gotta tell you.
Shall I wait?
Listen, Harry, I want to thank you for everything you've done. If anything I can do to help, anything at all, call on me. Thanks a lot. Ed.
Sit down. What did the bell have to do with Konstantin Horvath's death?
You know about that?
We know they wanted that job for a brother. Horvath had to be forced to withdraw. How was he forced?
Well, I blackmailed him.
How?
With this list.
Who gave it to you?
Oh, I don't know. The man, never saw him before in my life.
You were simply told to go to an address.
Yes.
And there you were given two envelopes, one containing your assignment and the other the means of executing that assignment.
Yes, but...
Organizations as old as the Bell develop patterns. Then Horvath's death was suicide.
Was murder. And I was responsible.
We don't deal with moral judgment, Professor. Technically, you could be charged with blackmail, unlawful possession of government documents, conspiracy, criminal cynicalism. But I don't think my office will make any recommendation to the Attorney General in your case.
Look, I don't understand. If you have the bill under investigation, you...
We'll recommend indictments when we have a solid case against them. Stuff like this and a deposition from you will get us there in time. I'm going to ask you to go home, Professor. Continue with your normal affairs. We'll be in touch with you to get your deposition. But until we instruct you otherwise, say nothing. Do nothing. Publicly or privately. Or you'll compromise our investigation. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, I understand.
Professor, if it's any comfort to you, if this list hadn't stopped Horvath, the bell would have stopped him more painfully.
I'm a senior member of the department. and I'm unaccustomed to having my secretary sit on vacation in my office clothes without my knowledge and permission.
Well, I'll get you another girl in another office.
That's not the point. What about my papers, my files?
Andy, ask me anything. Don't ask me to fight painting schedules. Take the week off.
Andy, what are you doing home? Excuse me. Andy, what's the matter?
What are they doing out there?
Keep your voice down. For the committee for the Junior League Ball.
Are you serious?
I do it every year.
I don't understand you. I really don't understand you. There's a man dead just 2 days. He's dead because I killed him, and you're out there worrying about who's going to sit next to who at some silly country club dance.
What else do you want me to do?
Well, I sure don't expect us to go on living the empty life we have been living, that's for sure.
You went to the Institute to work, didn't you?
I went there because I wanted to get out of the house and not think. I just didn't want to think.
Oh, I see. You want me to sit here and
think.
What do you want me to do? I've known these people all my life. Do you want me to go in there and tell them why I can't pay attention to the Junior League? Darling, Professor Horvathy was a dear, sweet man, and I'm sorry he's dead. But I can't accept the idea that it was your fault. And I won't accept the idea that it was mine.
Look, I know it's not your fault. I know that. I guess I can't expect you to not go on living your life the way you always have. But I can't. Don't you see? I just can't.
By the name of Thaddeus Burns in this office.
I don't understand. I spoke to him here.
When you say here, what exactly do you mean? Was it on this floor?
No, it was on the third floor.
Yeah. Did you?
But it was in this building.
Or did you go through a receptionist to get to him?
No, I didn't. It was what they call a cover office.
What kind of office?
A cover office. An office you use when you want to talk to people who don't want to be seen coming into government buildings.
Well, when we use offices like that, we don't put them in federal buildings, and we don't call them cover offices. This is my ID card. Now, this identifies me as a special agent for the federal government. Did he show you a card like this?
No, he didn't.
Well, what makes you think he was an agent?
My father-in-law told me he was. He introduced him to me as though he were an agent. I talked to him as though he were an agent.
Who is your father-in-law?
Harry Masters. Maybe you know him. He's the president of the Pacific Realty Investments.
Excuse me. Could you get me a hold of Mr. Harry Masters of Pacific Realty Investments?
Investments, that's right.
Right, thank you.
You don't doubt me, do you?
No. You could have the wrong name. Could you describe him for me?
Well, I can see. What I remember, he was, I think he was about 6 feet tall. I think he had brown eyes. Sort of, kind of stocky-like. And very authoritative manner. That's about all I can remember. I'm sorry.
Yes, Mr. Masters, this is Agent Shepard of the Federal Security Service. Yes, I have a gentleman in my office here by the name of Andrew Patterson. Mr. Patterson tells me that you brought him here to see an agent by the name of Thaddeus Burns.
Mr. Shepard, My son-in-law has been terribly upset over the death of a colleague of his.
Yes. I see. Yes. Well, thank you very much. I don't think it'll be necessary for you to come by here. I think you've helped us a great deal. Thank you. Professor Patterson.
Yes.
Have you ever heard the name Professor Harvathy?
He was one of my very, very best friends. And I was responsible for his death.
Sir, do you mind if I suggest that you just go on home and forget all about this?
Forget?
There is no Thaddeus Burns, and we have no record of your ever having even been in this building before today.
What did my father-in-law say to you on the phone?
He said that you were under considerable emotional stress lately, and he thought you could use some rest and relaxation.
I see. Tell me what in the hell you told Shepard.
Hello, Andy. Want a drink?
No, I don't want a drink.
Doctor, this is my son-in-law, Professor Patterson. Dr. Lewis Bauer.
Glad to know you, Professor.
What did you tell Shepard?
We've been talking about you, son.
You wouldn't be a psychiatrist now, would you?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Well, I can save you the time and trouble. I'm not insane.
No one suggested you were.
What did you tell Shepard?
I told him nothing more than I've told you already, that I considered the story bizarre and wild. I also said that I thought you needed rest, perhaps psychiatric care.
But you didn't tell him that the agent you took me to see did not find the story bizarre. As a matter of fact, he took the file I had to use as evidence.
Andy, I thought you'd understood from Mr. Shepard that there was no agent named Burns.
You did confirm that much, didn't you, Professor?
Well, who was the man you took me to see?
I never took you to see any man.
You're a damn liar, Harry.
Father took me to the federal building in Los Angeles to meet an agent named Thaddeus Burns. Now, we talked for about 20 minutes. I gave him the file I had, along with my instructions from the Bell.
You already told me that.
Your father now flatly and absolutely denies he ever took me into any federal building in Los Angeles or that he ever knew any agent by the name of Thaddeus Burns.
What?
He didn't lie only to me. He lied to the agent I went to see later on.
Andy, I don't understand. What do you want?
I said your father lied.
Why should he?
I don't know. Yet. Either he's a brother of the Bell or he's under their control. But he lied.
You want to know who I believe?
Yeah. That's about it.
Andy, you're my husband. I have to believe you.
That's not part of the wedding ceremony.
You're being impossible. Yeah. I said I believed you. What more do you want?
Maybe I want a little more conviction, right?
72 hours ago, you opened a secret part of your life and told me a wild story. Ever since then, it's been one thing after another. Now you call my father a liar. And you accuse him of being part of a conspiracy. All right, maybe he is. Andy, you've got to give me a chance to adjust myself. I can't make instant changes in the way I think and feel. Time. That's all I ask.
Yes.
Jerry, this is Andy.
I can't talk to you now. I'm swamped.
Listen, Jerry, I have kind of a problem, and I'd like to discuss it with you.
I'm going to have to cut you off. I have a desperate situation here.
Come on, get me off the box and pick up the phone. I'm in trouble. I want to talk to you.
I'm sorry, Andy. We've been going very hot and heavy here, but I'm not going to be able to talk to you until tomorrow.
No, I have to be firm about that, and I mean rock firm.
In the morning.
Late morning.
And practice being brief. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be short with you, Andy. Kiss Viv for me.
That's not like Jerry at all. Honey, there's something going on. I don't know what it is. Something's happening. Something. You know, it's like fog going around the corner of the building at night. You know, it's there, but you can't see it.
Sorry that I was so abrupt last night, Andy. We were on the panic button here.
Panic?
The fact is, I was being evasive because I was stalling in the hope that the news would be better.
What are you talking about?
The Ewing Foundation has taken a brutal 20% cut in our funds.
Who's going?
They insisted that we let your department go first.
That's a bit of an overkill, isn't it, considering that I'm the only one they're out to get?
My dear Andy, a normal amount of vanity is essential. I think you're going a little bit far. Trustees of the Foundation, unfortunately, are very often arbitrary, but I don't think for one minute that they cut our budget to get rid of Professor Andrew Patterson.
Oh, that's what you'd like the world to believe, but I know better. Oh, I think they'd dismiss 41 people to cover my dismissal.
You're really in earnest, aren't you? You honestly believe that the Foundation is out to get rid of you?
You see, I'm not guessing anymore. I know. The question, though, is how deeply are you involved? Are you a brother of the Bell?
What?
What college did you attend?
I've heard of non-secretaries.
No, just answer my questions. Did you attend the College of St. George?
I've attended over 6 colleges, Andy, as an undergraduate and as a postgraduate, both here and abroad. I think that you'll find those academic affiliations in my biography in any recent edition of Who's Who. I don't think that you'll find the name of St. George on the list.
I don't care what it says in Who's Who. I think you're lying. I think you're just as guilty of Dr. Horvath's death as I am.
I talked to your father-in-law, and he's told me about your feelings. I think. May I recommend
a good psychiatrist? How many does it take to have me committed? 1? 2? Well, I'm not about to let that happen.
Pull!
Why are 41 innocent men and women being punished along with me?
What about some hot chocolate, Andy?
Do you realize you've destroyed their lives, their home, their friendships?
It's really quite good.
Isabel's so callous it really doesn't care.
Now, people generally find a way of mending their lives one way or another.
It really doesn't matter to the Bell, does it? Well, I resign from the Bell.
No, Andy. You had your option 22 years ago, and you elected to come in. We accepted you, granted you all the benefits of the Brotherhood.
Benefits? I never asked for anything.
Are you truly ignorant of what the Bell has done for you? You know that first bid your father's firm won?
What about it?
A little piece off a big highway.
Yeah.
Won by a small contractor.
That's right.
The start of Patterson Engineering International.
Yes.
The Bell gave your father that contract? Yes. In 22 years, your father has become a multimillionaire, thanks to the Bell. In 22 years, Mike Patterson's company has never lost a bid, a contract, a negotiation. You think that was all good luck, just brilliance on his part? And you, Andy, you have received every option, every fellowship, every post you've ever wanted.
I competed for them.
If you prefer to believe that.
I know what I earn myself. I know what I owe the Bell, what I don't owe the Bell.
Believe me, Andy, you have never competed for one thing in the past 22 years since you first took the oath at Sunrise.
I paid my due, Bill. Constantine Horvath is not going to accept the appointment. That was my bill, and I paid it.
But you did break the silence, didn't you?
Well, I'm giving the Bell fair warning. If they try to harm me or my family, I'll break the silence so hard it'll be heard halfway around the world.
No, Andy, you won't be speaking louder and louder. In fact, I am certain we shall be hearing less and less from you as time goes on. Paul!
My father in?
Yes, Mr. Bell.
You're telling me that I didn't build this company.
You remember what you told me when you sent me off to college? Know the right people and you can go anywhere. And the right people send their sons to St. George.
Well, that was only an expression.
No, you were right.
Well, you are absolutely right, because that is the place where you joined the Bell, and the Bell made you a millionaire.
Well, this generation gap is too much for me.
I'm accustomed to kids who hate the world they didn't make, but you're telling me that I didn't make it? That you had it made for me, as if I were some sort of a zombie, or if I were the son and you were the father?
Look, I don't mean to put you down or demean the work you put into this firm.
But the Bell made this family rich, and the Bell's out to destroy me.
You don't believe me, do you?
Oh, come off of it, Andy. Have I ever doubted your honesty? Your sanity, perhaps, but you wouldn't lie to your old man unless you were crazy. Are you?
Do I look it?
No. No, you don't. But you're putting a powerful strain on my mind.
Well, you've heard of insiders dealing with each other, haven't you?
Sure I have. And I've seen it. Can you imagine the amount of smug, self-satisfied, fat cat feelings they must enjoy to have the gall to tell us what to do?
Well, I'll see him in hell before I let him get away with this.
What are you going to do?
Well, I've helped in the election of a couple of congressmen and a senator or two. They'll find out they're not dealing with shoe clerks.
Now, wait a minute. You won't know who you're talking to. Now, I haven't figured out yet how to fight them, but I know I can't play their game. All that behind-the-scenes influence. You see, it's just too powerful. But believe me, I'm going to fight them. And I'd like you to sort of stand by and be my reserve.
I suppose that's a polite way of telling me not to stick my nose into it, hmm? Without letting my Irish carry me away. My flesh. My blood. My fight.
Yes. But let me start. And if I need help, I'll call on you. If you need help, you call on me. But don't try to fight them alone. Because I know them better than you do. There is an existence in this country, a secret organization known as the Brotherhood of the Bell. I was a member of that organization for 22 years. And as a member, I was ordered to blackmail Professor Constantine Horvathy. An act which I'm ashamed to say I committed. Now, as a result of that blackmail, Professor Horvathy committed suicide. So you see, I was really an accessory to the crime of murder. Now, I accuse as my accomplices
Chad Harmon of San Francisco and the Brothers of the Bell.
I stand by, coming up on 2 and 2 seconds. 1, 2. Take it, Hugh Harold.
Professor Patterson would offer no names except his own and financier Chad Harmon. District Attorney Avery Hazelton was interviewed by Ed Larksberg of the 6 o'clock news.
If the blackmail took place, if Dr. Horvathy's death was a result of such blackmail,
we'll present the facts to the grand jury and make a suitable indictment.
But you have Professor Patterson's own confession.
I've been a police officer and a district attorney for many years. Lots of people confess to crimes of which they're not guilty.
Then are you suggesting that Professor Patterson is not responsible for what he is saying?
All I'm saying is that the existence of a super-secret organization, the kind of white Anglo-Saxon Protestant mafia of rich, influential men, is a bit lurid for my taste.
Q. Harold.
Meanwhile, in San Francisco, financier Chad Harmon, named by Professor Patterson as co-conspirator in the alleged secret society,
was asked about his alleged connection in the Brothers of the Bell.
But you did attend the College of St. George.
Sure, 40 years ago, one semester. And I am a member of Beta Epsilon Lambda.
And I have been in a so-called secret chamber at the Bell.
Now, this is a room which contains some priceless antiques.
You see, St. George's is one of 18 chapters. And I don't know, really, what the total membership is.
40,000 members, nationally.
Well, anytime 40,000 people can keep it secret for 22 years, I would consider that something of a miracle, wouldn't you?
Professor Patterson does not say that all members of the fraternity are Brothers of the Bell. He claims the Brotherhood is a very small, highly selective secret organization of which you and he are members.
Well, it must be terribly secret because I wasn't even aware I was a member.
Professor Patterson claimed that you accompanied him to the Federal Security Service.
I do not. The government will confirm this. I believe they already have.
What did you do when you heard your son-in-law's account of the conspiracy of the Bell?
I consulted with a reputable psychiatrist to discover it and we needed help.
Well, at least that part of it is true. How many times did the police say to let it ring before we answered it?
4 times. Gives the police a chance to monitor the call.
Hello? Oh, hi, Dad. It's fine. Yes, he is. You want to talk to him? Hold on.
Look, I don't want to speak to your father.
It's your father.
Hello?
Your friends appear to have started work on me.
At least they're trying.
Trying what?
Well, I'm up to my neck in accountants and lawyers and internal revenue agents. There's considerable talk around here about income tax fraud and federal grand jury indictments, right?
Out of a blue sky.
What?
Audit when all of a sudden the IRS accountants seem to have found some invoices that we've never seen. The only reason we're not yelling forgery is no one can give us a reasonable motive for
creating such forgery.
The Bell has a reason that has a good reason.
The fight is on my end of the field, and I will not back away, and I'm not asking for help, yours or anyone else's.
What are you going to do?
You let me handle this, son. Maybe they won't be bothering either one of us when I get finished.
What are you doing here?
Harry, would you do me a favor and see that we aren't disturbed? Will you lock that door now? Harry, let me tell you something. I don't call press conferences like my son. I've had men crowd me before when I was a ditch digger. And I used my fists, and I'm not above using them now.
What's the matter with your wife? Are you crazy?
Don't misunderstand me, Harry. I'm not talking about a beating. I'm talking about a killing. With my two hands, Harry. You see, I believe, my son, there is a Bell. Or whatever you call your little boys' club.
It doesn't exist.
You are going to get on that phone and call your buddies and tell them to call it off now. Do you hear now?
I can't.
You see, I can beat you to death, and I am going to unless you make that call.
Thank you.
I'm Andrew Patterson. How's my father?
Look, I was telling Mr. Masters here...
Tell me!
Father's had a stroke. Technically, a cerebral hemorrhage.
How bad?
He's comatose, Mr. Patterson. Now, he wouldn't recognize you, but if you want to see him, wait here.
What happened, Dad?
I don't think Andy wants to know.
Of course he does.
Do you?
Well, I can guess. He came to get the bell off our backs.
I blame you for this, Andy. Your neurosis drove him to this.
You get out of here. You get out of here now.
Whatever you may think, Andy, I didn't want this to happen. Truly. I hope he recovers. Call me if you want me.
Oh, hello, Andy. Yeah, how is he?
Well, there's no change. They don't know when he's coming out of the coma. If he does.
You sound exhausted.
Well, it's just that I feel so responsible for what's happened.
Oh, darling, please don't talk like that. Do you want me to come back to the hospital?
Oh, no, Vivian. I'd like to be alone with him. I know it sounds like I'm shutting you out.
Don't explain to me. I understand. Just stay with him.
What's that? What happened?
Nothing, darling. The light just burned out in the kitchen. I was a little surprised. I feel a little foolish standing here in the dark.
Well, you're not alone, are you? I mean, this isn't Margaret's night off.
Now, darling, please don't fuss. I'm perfectly all right. I have neighbors on both sides, and I'm a grown woman, and I don't frighten easily. We all will, honey. Okay. Bye-bye.
Andrew Patterson.
Are you all right? Did they identify the man? Who is he?
It is Baxter. Mr. Baxter.
Baxter? You mean our next door neighbor?
Evidently your neighbor thought there was a prowler in the house.
I was using a flashlight when the lights went out. You remember, I was talking to you on the phone when it happened. Oh, thank God I didn't kill him.
Well, it was one of those mix-ups. Good thing it didn't turn out any worse.
Are you satisfied with Baxter's story?
Of course it happened that way.
Well, let me ask you, is there any reason why we shouldn't be satisfied?
There's an organization known as the Brotherhood of the Bell that's out to harm me and my family.
Please don't go into that. It happened exactly the way the police said it did. It was a mistake. It was a mistake on my part, and it was a mistake on Mr. Baxter's part. Andy? Couldn't you sleep?
I'm trying to retrace Baxter's movements.
What for?
Well, maybe the police believe him, but I don't.
I believe him, Andy.
Why did you panic? Why did you shoot?
Because a month ago I wouldn't have. Because a month ago I wasn't afraid to be alone in this house. And because a month ago my life was not a recurring nightmare.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how I'm going to face it.
It was an accident, all right?
I'm ashamed to go to town. I was born and raised here. My family, my parents, my sister.
All right.
Andy, wait till the fourth ring.
Oh, it might be the hospital.
It's probably something. You see, it was. Can you imagine what they're going to say when they find out about poor Mr. Baxter? They're going to say, well, crazy as you are.
Does it matter what people are going to say? I mean, really.
I'm not as strong as you are, Andy. I don't want to hear them say, oh, Vivian Masters, she's gone ape just like her husband.
Do they still call you Vivian Masters after 12 years?
I meant that.
Did you?
Don't psychoanalyze me. It's cheap and it's easy to call me hysterical.
Just as it's cheap and easy to call me a nut.
I never have. Oh, darling. Please, let's just sell the house. We'll sell the house and we'll go someplace, somewhere together. Just the two of us. Until this all disappears.
Oh, we can sell the house, but all this isn't going to just disappear, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I have a couple of television and radio interviews I'm going to give.
Why?
Well, because I...
Is there anyone left in the civilized world who hasn't heard about the Bell? The Brothers of the Bell?
I owe Constantine Horvathy a debt.
You don't owe him anything. I paid. You want me to pay for the rest of my life? I shot Mr. Baxter. What do I owe him?
That was an accident.
He bled, didn't he? Is his blood or his flesh any less precious?
Well, there's a difference.
I don't understand the difference.
Oh, you don't? Well, there is.
Andy, this is obsession of yours is destroying us. Isn't it clear that everyone who's heard you doesn't believe you? And even the people who believe you don't care.
Look, all I know is that I want to hurt them. Vivian, I want to hurt them bad. I want to hurt them.
But how will you know when you have them?
I want to hurt.
It doesn't bleed. It doesn't cry out. It doesn't fight back.
Don't try to stop me, Vivian. Just don't try.
I will try. Because I won't allow this to continue. It's got to stop here, and it's got to stop now. Because otherwise I'm leaving you. Right now. And I won't be back.
All right, go ahead, you lousy creep.
Yes, Doctor. I know you did the best you could. I know. Listen, I'll make the arrangements, you know, all the necessary arrangements. All right.
Talking about.
Just get out. Just get out.
Well, what have you and Professor Patterson decided, Bob?
Bart, this is a cheap cop-out.
I'm sorry.
I sue him for every nickel he's got.
Look, I changed my mind.
Take it easy.
What do you mean, take it easy? I didn't sign anything, did I?
Bob, why don't you sit down and rest your ulcers, huh?
It's now 2.5 hours before showtime. Professor, I want you to tell me why you don't want to appear on my program. And you can level with me. I don't get upset like my producer does.
I came down here and I saw what I was getting into. That's why.
I know I conduct a sideshow, but that's where I get my audiences from. It's my rating. If you watch the show over the last few years, I've seen some very important people have not been afraid to appear with me. A couple of ex-presidents of the United States, some candidates for pretty high office, a Supreme Court justice or two. I will pass over that. I'll tell you something I don't think you realize. Your whole story about the Brothers of the Bell, or whatever you call it, is not newsworthy anymore. The story's pretty well kicked. And nothing new has happened to make anybody sit up and take notice. So if you want attention, you're going to have to be pretty persuasive. You see, the difference now, Professor, is that I don't have to compete with another show for you. You're going to have to convince me that you're worth putting on my show. You know, your father's company's in big trouble. What did the SEC decide about Patterson International stock, Bob?
They've suspended trading, pending the trial for the indictment on income tax fraud.
The word's around that your house is up for sale. Is that true or false?
Yes, I put it up for sale.
And that your wife has left you because she thinks you're a kook?
Well, we're separated. But the reasons are our business, nobody else's.
So I just want to say that it is important that we take a look at the half of the movie that I'm playing right now. As you can see, the breakdown between the main character who was fronted with the bell at first, but he didn't know the deepness of the penalties that came with all the privileges that he thought he was getting. So just keep that in mind. If you don't understand it, you can always go replay it and listen to it again. If you want to see the whole thing in entirety, you can always go to YouTube and look it up. It is on YouTube. Please, I recommend that you go look at it and actually see the film, and you can see the different body language that they show. So my name is George Beverly. And next time I see you, talk to you, chat with you, you should be sounding off. Good night. God bless.